On this episode of Pop Culture Weekly, I talk with the cast of Prime Video's Shotgun Wedding and Taylor Holden from Mayor of Kingstown. Let's go!
Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
What's up? Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon. I, of course, am Kyle McMahon, and today we have an exciting lineup of guests that I am really, really excited about. That's why it's an exciting lineup. Shotgun Wedding. I am speaking with the cast of Shotgun Wedding. I'm talking with which, if you haven't seen yet, it is out today on Prime Video. It stars Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, and Josh Duhamel, who I speak with Josh, and Steve Coulter, who plays his father in the film, Larry. And I talk with Cheech Marin, the legend, as well as Darcy Carden, Selena Tan, and Callie Hernandez. It is a hysterical movie. You know, I'm not a huge fan of romance, but it's not real. It's more like a multi-genre thing. It's not really a romance. It is, you know, kind of an action comedy that just has some romantic elements to it. And I can handle that, especially with this cast. Jennifer Coolidge is in it. Of course, J-Lo, Lenny Kravitz. I mean, it's just a really, really great, funny film. So, I talk with the cast of Shotgun Wedding, and I talk with Taylor Hanley, who plays Kyle McCluskey in Mayor of Kingstown, and Kyle's arc really, really gets crazy in the second season. So, I talked to Taylor all about that. Unfortunately, we won't be talking to Jeremy Renner this season with the unfortunate events that happened with him, and my heart, all of our hearts here, go out to Jeremy and his family, and, you know, I am praying and hoping for a quick recovery for him. Such an amazing guy, such a huge heart, so he deserves nothing but healing. All right, let's kick it off with Mayor of Kingstown, and let's just go ahead and dive right into it. Here he is, Taylor Hanley.
Hi, all.
How are you, Taylor?
Man, you got a great voice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
How you feeling today?
Doing good, man. I'm feeling great. Episode one of season two just came out. It's a banger.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Absolutely.
We're coming in hot. It's just so, it's so tight. I've been watching it with my wife, and we were just like looking at each other like, can you believe they're doing this stuff? Like, it's really cool.
It really is a great series. And your character, Kyle, which, by the way, has the best name ever, besides Taylor, of course, is in a bit of, for season two, has made a transition to the as a state trooper, kind of crazy stuff with, you know, a riot going on. You know, tell me a little bit about Kyle as we see him in episode one and beyond of season two.
Sorry, Kyle, I got my little puppy here and he was just whining at the door.
No worries.
So, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Of course.
I was distracted.
No problem. Dogs are always a great distraction. I said,
yeah, sorry about that.
All good.
I'm dog sitting.
So, we see Kyle in episode one, has just made the transition to being a state trooper. There's a riot going on. Tell me a little bit about Kyle in season two, what this transition is and what we can expect.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much. We're coming in hot with season two. We're picking up about 3 or 4 weeks after, the prison riot. And Kyle is really having a crisis of faith. He's had some time to look back and look at his actions, which were very minimal during the prison riot. And he's filled with a lot of pain. He's filled with a lot of shame, and he's just grasping at straws, trying to do the best he can to just get out of that mindset, to get out of that space. As you can see, when we pick up on episode one, he's just, you know, really struggling through his PTSD, and he's just really struggling to just deal with life at this moment. And so that's, you know, you're going to see Kyle this entire season kind of deal with the fallout of trying to find redemption for his lack of action during the prison riot. And, you know, he really wants to, you know, do something that will help him allow himself back into, you know, the human race.
And for, you know, for Kyle, the he often has to or does struggle with the actions of his brothers. Is that something that you can relate? Obviously not directly, but is that something that you can relate to familially, family wise, in your own life?
Familiarly, we're gonna tack that down. That's gonna be, I like that. I'm gonna write that down. Familiarly. If it's not a word, it should be.
It should be.
You know, I always try to find, you know, parts of myself where, you know, where I can relate as a human, and you know, it just so happens to be I'm the youngest brother of three, so I know what you know, brother dynamics look like. When breaking down a character, break down this character, I'm pulling from imagination, I'm pulling from the text, and I'm pulling from my own experience.
I think it's interesting, that you are a younger brother of three playing, playing a character who is, you know, a younger brother. Do you, obviously, again, it's not going to be direct situationally, but do you see Kyle? Do you see any part of yourself in Kyle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I allow myself to put different personality traits. Yeah. I mean, it has to be grounded in truth, right? So I can't do this character completely out of imagination. Like I have to cellularly feel the characters when I'm working opposite, you know, all these other great, you know, actors. It's like, I have to allow myself to put my own personality into it. Absolutely. But it really is, you know, the performance really is guided by the text and you know, what we have to do this season.
And it really is, you know, it's such a well-written show. The cast is unbelievable. What is it like for you as an actor to work alongside, the cast that you get to work alongside with?
Well, it's incredible. I mean, everyone is bringing their A game. And the thing that I love most about the cast is everybody is grateful to be there. Everyone shows up on time, knows their lines, happy to be there, you know, nice to everybody. It really is a big family when we're all there. And getting to work with such talented actors makes me a better actor. So what more can you ask for?
For you, for the series, did you know at all in season one that there could potentially be a season two, and where potentially Kyle might have gone?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard not to think that there wasn't going to be a season two when you have the likes of Taylor Sheridan and Jeremy Renner starring with Diane Wiest and, you know, Hugh Dillon and everybody, in fact. And what we were doing in season one, I thought was so special in the way that Taylor writes. You know, it's hard to think that there wouldn't be a season two. And of course, when they announced season two, the wheels started spinning. Okay, what's happening now? And you know, there was a lot of conversations had, and I think the season, season two really got molded in the right way. And, we're really doubling down on what we did season one.
Yeah, and it's such an incredible show, and season two, as you said, started out with a banger. I've been working a lot with the cast of M. Night Shyamalan's Servant, which is...
Oh, great show. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so awesome. And this is their fourth and final season that just debuted. And so in working with them, you know, a lot of what the cast said to me was that... they knew going in that this was going to be four seasons and 40 episodes. So it was a bit easier for them to kind of know their entire character arc over the entire project. For this series, it was a little bit different in that it wasn't specifically designed to, you know, start at this specific episode and end at this specific episode over X amount of seasons. Is that more nail-biting for you, or do you enjoy that more, that kind of element of surprise as, you know, Taylor and the writers come up with what's going to happen next, or do you prefer to know kind of the whole picture?
Well, it's actually very rare to know that you're going to have four seasons straight up. I mean, I've been doing this 25 years. This show is actually like the 10th pilot that I've ever done, fifth series I've ever done. And all those other times, it was really a season by season basis. The thing that was different about last year, season one, compared to season two, was season one, we had all 10 scripts. So we were able to, or, you know, everybody was able to see, you know, from page one to the end of season two. So we, you know, speaking me specifically, I was able to craft the arc based on what I had there. But season two, we really were episode by episode. I didn't really know what was coming, but because of, you know, having worked that way in the past, you just, you know, you really just kind of, you know where the character is at the start of the season, and you are guided by what happens, and you really just have to pull the trigger and let it rip and know that your performance is going to be in very capable hands of Taylor Sheridan and all his producers and the editors. And saying that, I will say that knowing that we have such a winning team, you know, in production and post-production, that it's pretty easy to just let it rip and not try to micromanage all those things, which is, you know, pretty much impossible as an actor anyways. But yeah, I would say that knowing where the character is at the beginning and then being informed as the scripts come in, you just don't stray from the truth and you're going to be all good.
I love that. And, you know, for you, do you ever get surprised at where Kyle or, you know, anyone, the series as a whole goes as you read the next script?
Oh, yeah. There was some really pleasant surprises in season two for Kyle. Like his journey this season is a lot stronger, a lot crazier than season one. So it was a lot of fun to play. You're going to see many different sides of my character.
And where do you, you know, as spoiler free as possible, where do you hope to see Kyle go over the next season and beyond?
Oh, well, I think that, I mean, it's hard to say what I would hope, because the future of the show, the storylines are in such capable hands that I, you know, it's like almost above my pay grade to say like, oh, I hope he does this or I hope he does that, because they've done such an excellent job of taking the story to these crazy corners of humanity. You know, we really do shine a light on the darkest spots, and we drag all our characters through the mud. And, you know, as an actor, it's more than you could have ever hoped for, getting to have to dive that deep and have to get into those type of mindsets. I mean, that's what you do all the work for, but to actually be able to act it and perform it and then have it actually shown. I mean, you know, it's a dream come true. I mean, you know. What more can I say?
And as a, you know, as a fan, I mean, there's such great content out there right now. But the series is just one of those that just stands out as kind of the cream of the crop, you know, and it's a joy as a pop culture fan to get to watch you, do what you do in the series. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. And, you know, I'm in agreement with you. There is so much content out there, but there's something special about Kingstown. I don't know if it's just my specific taste, but again, watching episode one, I think it was just masterfully crafted by everyone involved, you know, writers into post-production to everything. I mean, Taylor Sheridan really kicks this season off so brilliantly. And I've been saying, you know, I watch a lot of TV. I know when it's a stinker. I know when it's a hit, or I at least know what my tastes are. And watching it, I'm going, God, I'm the show's, you know, number one fan. Like I love the show. I love watching it. And, you know, getting to be part of it is just a bonus.
I love that. I absolutely love it. And what can we, are you in production now?
No, we're not in production now. All of season two is done, and we are just we're waiting on the sidelines. So the more people who watch, the more people who love it, the more we're coming back for season three, baby. So get to it.
Awesome. I don't think that'll be a problem. And what can we expect next from you, you know, outside of the series?
So I did a couple episodes for a new limited series on Netflix called Griselda Blanco, starring Sofia Vergara. Did a couple episodes there, so I think we're going to be seeing some of that. They said maybe spring to, you know, 2023, spring this year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Taylor, thank you so much for speaking with me. I can't wait for everybody to see Mayor of Kingstown season two and beyond. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. You're awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Taylor Handley, such a good guy. I love Kyle on Mayor of Kingstown, not just because his name is the best name ever, but because it's just so well written. You know, it really is. Just one of those shows. I mean, Taylor Sheridan, you know, who's the creator, writer, along with Hugh Dillon, they just do such a good job of world building. And it's such a good show. So if you haven't watched Mayor of Kingstown, go and do it. It is available exclusively on Paramount Plus and definitely worth checking out. All right. So let's turn the dial a little bit from action drama to action comedy with a dash of romance. We're talking about Prime Video's Shotgun Wedding. And the film Shotgun Wedding revolves. So J-Lo and Josh, who play Darcy and Tom, they are bringing their families together for a destination wedding. And then goes a little bit awry when the wedding party is taken hostage. And I mean, like, the entire wedding party. And it's up to the bride and groom to save to save their loved ones. And so it's smart, though, in the fact that it kind of turns the table on the bridezilla thing. And it's really a groomzilla. Which I kind of love that, you know, switch. I mean, J-Lo, is she really going to be a bridezilla? I mean, she's done it enough, right? It's like, I think she knows what she wants in her wedding. In any event, let's kick it off. Let's kick off this Shotgun Wedding with Selena Tan. Now, Selena plays the owner of the resort where all of this craziness takes place. She's hysterically funny. She's been in Crazy Rich Asians and I Not Stupid 2, which are really funny if you haven't seen them. So let's get right into it. Here she is, Selena Tan. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Selena. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. So you play this great character, Margie, and you are the owner of the resort that all this chaos is going on in. You are a business owner in real life as well, right?
Yes, I run a production house. I wish it was a resort, though.
And could you draw from that for your character?
Yeah, in a way, you know, it's funny that you should ask this because, in a way, yes, because, you know, Margie and her husband Ace, as they run this resort, they're kind of like, they do a little bit of everything, you know. They try and save money here and there. So they scrimp and they fix their own broken pipes, or they screw on the nuts and the bolts. They fix the Wi-Fi not very well. And, you know, they end up officiating the wedding, and then I end up being the wedding singer. It's sort of like whatever needs to be done. And I think, in a way, running a business is kind of like that. A small business like ours, where we are a production house, we do whatever needs to be done. I mean, you know, whether you sweep the floor, or you know, you iron the clothes, or you're actually performing, or, you know, everybody sort of chips in. So that's, I think that's where the similarity is.
I love that. And how was it for you to go with this incredible cast? I mean, everybody is just such a shining, you know, shines so well in this film. How was that for you to go to, you know, paradise and act with all of these, you know, awesome characters and actors?
It's like a really, really, it is a dream come true. It was a dream come true. I flew many hours from Singapore to this, you know, paradise by the beach where there are whales breaching in front for us to see. And I get to meet this star-studded cast. And not only do I get to act with them and see how they perfect their craft in front of the camera, but behind the scenes, I get to really meet this lovely, warm, welcoming, hospitable people who are willing to share 2 months with me and of their lives. And we really bonded and got to know each other well. We ate a lot together. We laughed a lot together. Lenny Kravitz played us his playlist. And, you know, life was perfect for 2 months.
I love that. And for you, you know, have you ever had any kind of bridezilla, groomzilla things that you've been, you know, a part of?
Oh, let me think. No, but I was just sharing with somebody else that, strangely enough, for some reason in the last 10 to 15 years, I have officiated many weddings in a really bizarre way. I mean, in no way am I qualified to do this, but a lot of my friends, you know, when they have destination weddings or whatever, they'll say like, okay, since you're already there, why don't you come, you know, say a few words. And so I've done that. And but I have to say most of my friends are very chill. So, you know, we've had lots of chill weddings. I don't think we've had any bridezillas. I think probably I was probably the one who was most insistent on things like getting, I, you know, wrong shade of pink, or like, you know, wrong type of flowers. That would be me.
I got ordained through online, so I could do a friend's wedding, and now I've done 3, and all 3 have divorced. So I think I'm retiring.
You could do the next wedding, their next wedding.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much for speaking with me. I love the movie, and I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Selena Tan, she's so funny. I really did enjoy speaking with her, and she's hysterical in Shotgun Wedding as Margie. She really, really is. All right. Next up is Callie Hernandez, and Callie plays J-Lo's sister in the film, Jamie Rivera. Now, Jamie is a little bit different than her sister in the film. Really funny. She's very, I'll let her explain it. I'll let Callie explain it. Here we go. Callie Hernandez. So tell me a little bit about, so your character is, you play Darcy's sister, a little bit different than Darcy, J-Lo's character. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I play Jamie Rivera, and I play Darcy, which is played by Jennifer Lopez, her little sister and maid of honor. And yes, I think we're very kind of sort of polar opposites in this film. Jamie's pretty, maybe a little bit of a mess, and also very cut and dry, I would say.
Yeah, I love her humor, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So for you, what was it like, you know, on this beautiful island with this incredible cast? Because the whole cast is really incredible.
Yeah.
Was it, you know, obviously it was work, but was it also like a party for you in some ways?
Yeah. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, yes. I'm in, you know, the Dominican Republic, and we all lived together. It was me and Darcy Carden and Steve Coulter and Jennifer Coolidge and Lenny Kravitz and Sonia Braga and Cheech Marin and Selena Tan. We were all living together. And we somehow, you know, Jason Moore, the director, told me, you know, we were like, how did you know we would all get along? Because putting a big group of people like that is kind of risky. He said that he vetted all of our personalities to make sure we would get along. And we really did. And we all loved each other. So that made everything easier. And we worked with a local, incredible local crew from the Dominican Republic. And yeah, I mean, it was whale season, baby. I mean, I don't know. I have no complaints. No complaints.
How do you see any of yourself in your character?
I mean, she looks a lot like me. I think I can be a little bit dry sometimes, but, no, I think she came, she served a purpose in the film, and I was happy to fulfill that role, but similarities, probably not.
Okay. I love the humor, so I can totally relate to that. But for you, have you ever been involved in any kind of bridezilla, groomzilla type of wedding, or have you been able to steer clear?
Like bridezilla, groomzilla, no. Mother of the bridezilla.
Mm. Okay.
I have encountered. But yeah, I'm kind of the, you know, I like to be, usually in weddings, I like to be of service, because I don't want to say I don't like weddings, but I just like to have a job so I don't feel that I'm, you know, alone and single and floating in outer space.
So am I, which is why, and I hope to keep it that way. I hope to never get married. And then I can't be a groomzilla, and I can be of service to my friends that are
You don't want
there.
To get married?
I hope not.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, I'll get married, but I'll probably just go to City Hall or something.
Exactly. Thank you so much for speaking with me. I can't wait until everybody sees Shotgun Wedding. Such a great film. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Kelly Hernandez. Jamie Rivera in Shotgun Wedding. Moving right along. Next up, we have Darcy Carden and the legendary Cheech Marin. So, oh boy. So, with In Shotgun Wedding, Cheech plays Robert Rivera, who is J-Lo's father in the film. And Darcy plays Harriet, who is his girlfriend. All right, let's go. Darcy Carden and Cheech Marin.
Thank you, Cheech and Darcy, for joining me. I really appreciate it.
I love it when people call us Cheech and Darcy.
Cheech and Darcy.
It just has a certain something.
It's like a show.
It has a ring to it.
So for you, and I'll start with you, Cheech, first. Your character, Robert, is Darcy's father, and Darcy
This is confusing. Darcy, you are his girlfriend in the film. The real Darcy.
It's a little confusing.
It is a little. Explain how. What was it like to be, you know, at this incredible kind of like paradise with all these great actors? How was it like for both of you to do
that?
I know.
It was a
really hard day at work.
Really terrible. It had been the most beautiful beach in the world and everything. It was the most fun you could have with your pants on. You know?
Yeah, it was great. It was like every bit of it was, we just had the best time. It was, there was something also about it. We shot it about a year and a half ago, so it was pretty deep in COVID, and it was a lot of our first jobs in COVID and first, I mean, it was honestly like a vacation when nobody was doing anything like that and getting to meet new people and eat meals together. Like it would have been special on its own, but with all of that stuff, it really made it, I think everybody appreciated it so much. So we appreciated every minute. It was great. It was great.
And Darcy, for you, your character, Harriet, is kind of like a new agey type of girl. Can you relate at all, or is that kind of like strange to you?
I can't super relate, but I mean, no, I mean, I'm probably, you know what? I'm probably new agier than I think I am because I live in Los Angeles.
Right.
You know, like if I went other places, I bet some of the things I think are normal are not, but you know, Harriet's on another level.
Yeah. Surprising character.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for you, Cheech, Robert is, you know, is there interesting character in an interesting situation? Are you able to relate to that kind of craziness at all?
After I win the lottery, I would probably be more relatable to this guy because he's a billionaire, and that would be cool. But yeah, you know, I think he loves his daughter. That's what, you know, this is the bottom line for us, no matter what she does. And though he kind of acts disapprovingly sometimes, he's really, you know, hoping for her, you know, that hope this turns out great. And, you know, and I know you will because I have faith in you, but.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of guides him through this.
And have you ever known a groom or bridezilla in your own life?
Huh. Yeah.
You have?
I'm not going to name names.
No, of course.
But yeah, I have.
Sister Dare.
Yeah. I have. And, you know, even like. Like, maybe not even bridezilla, but, like, mini bridezilla. Some people just kind of, weddings can really get to people, and it really can make some interesting, I remember, again, I'm not going to say names, but being in a wedding where the bride, I just was like, okay, so for a couple days, you're just going to be a different person, and then I'll see you on the other side of it.
Yeah.
It was,
wow. I always ran away to get married.
Yeah, that's smart.
And I thought that was very smart.
Yeah, that's
very,
really, really
romantic
smart.
And nice places, but I didn't have to deal with a wedding per se.
Yeah, weddings are a whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping to never get married. But
that's also an option.
Well, that is an option, and you know, many men have lived wonderful, peaceful lives.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you both so much. I can't wait for everybody to see Shotgun Wedding and enjoy it as much as I have. Thank you.
Yay! Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Guys, I just interviewed Cheech Marin. I mean, and of course, Darcy Carden, but Cheech Marin. He is a legend of comedy, of course, of Cheech and Chong, and his career afterwards as well. But I just interviewed Cheech Marin. That is crazy. So moving right along, next up, we are talking with, I don't know why I'm saying we. Well, you guys are kind of talking with him too, or listening anyway, but in any event, you can tell that there's a nationwide shortage on Ritalin and Adderall because I'm out of it. I can't get it at any of my pharmacies around here. So I'm super ADD more than usual. In any event, see what I mean? Steve Coulter and Josh Duhamel. Steve plays Larry Fowler, who is Josh's character's father. Josh plays Tom Fowler, and Steve plays his father, and hijinks ensue. So let's get right into it. Steve Coulter and Josh Duhamel. Thank you so much, Josh and Steve, for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. So this is such a fun movie, and it's, you know, very much multi-genre for me. What was it like for the two of you to be, you know, in a sort of island-type paradise with this incredible cast of amazing actors?
Well, it's definitely there's an eclectic group for sure. Everybody has their own brand of humor, from Cheech Marin to Steve to Jennifer Coolidge to Sonia Braga. I mean, they're all very different, but so fun and what an amazing group. I don't know if it's because you guys stayed together for so long in the same sort of house.
That helped, yeah. Because of COVID, we were all, you know, normally you're shooting a film, everyone's going back to the hotel and going back to their sad lives. But we were all like, it was like a camp, and yeah. We got, you visited
like
us,
a really 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 nice dorm.
Yeah, really nice store, like 4-course meals every day and Caribbean. Yeah, it was like a paid vacation. Yeah. I think everyone felt was very, no one was used to that kind of, yeah, it was.
I got to say, I love that this guy was my dad for this. Not because he's 6 years older than me or whatever it is. But because he really sort of embraced the idea that, well, one of the great things about weddings in general is that you get these two families that are usually meeting for the first time, and they're usually very different. And this is a perfect example of that, that, you know, my family from Michigan is meeting her family from, where are they from?
They're kind of everywhere. Yeah, Miami. Florida, and yeah.
And so our families are very different, and he really embraced, because I'm from where I'm from in the movie, basically. And he really sort of reminded me of that guy who is just very humble, very simple, but hilarious in a way that you need very few words to accomplish. And I thought Steve, who didn't have a lot of lines, but right. He had a big part in the movie and did so much with having to say so little. And that's very similar to many of the people that I grew up with back in North Dakota.
I did too. Yeah, I grew up in Ohio. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, these people. He's a real normal, nice guy.
Cargo shorts.
Yes.
Video camera. Got the visor.
I love it. And for
my entire character was my mustache and my visor. That's it. That was my Daniel Day-Lewis.
And Josh kind of hit it on the head. You don't have a lot to say, but what you say is very impactful when you say it. You know what I mean?
And it was nice because I wasn't having to stay up at night learning rewrites.
Right.
I get to drop a bomb tomorrow.
Right.
Open the video camera.
And for you, Josh, you were recently married, and your character, Tom, is a bit of a groomzilla. Would you, how were you? Was that you in your real life, or?
Well, to sort of counter what he said earlier about me embracing this whole idea of a guy who's sort of a not your typical male lead. I was like, do you really want me to be? I mean, the groomzilla part I didn't mind so much. It was the being afraid of heights and all. There's like, he had a bunch of little ticks that I was like, can we just butch him up a bit? So and Jennifer's like, you're fine. You're butch enough. You can do. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go for it then. And
because a lot of actors will shape a role away from what's on the page to their personality or their image, and that really hurts the movie. You did not do that at all.
He's saying I really delved into that emasculated.
He was emasculated. He's going to be the poster boy for
emasculation.
Emasculation.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, both of you. I can't wait for everybody to see Shotgun Wedding. It's a great film. Thank you for your time. There we go. Ooh. That's Steve Coulter and Josh Duhamel. Those guys are great together, aren't they? You can tell they had have a dynamic that is really great. Play off each other, bounce off each other. Perfect, actually, perfectly cast to be father and son, which they are in Shotgun Wedding, which is streaming right now on Amazon Prime Video, now called Prime Video. No reason to say Amazon, right? We all know what Prime is, and Prime Video is the streaming service that you should have.
And if for some reason you don't, because you live under a rock or something, then there is a link to get a free 30-day trial of Prime Video in the show notes. So head on to the show notes and get yourself your trial, or go to podcast.popcultureweekly.com, and you can see the episode-specific show notes there, and, you know, dive into this specific episode a lot more if you want to, and I know you do. So that is our show for this week. I love you guys. I go and watch Mayor of Kingstown, and then let's talk about it on social. I'm at KMacMusic on Twitter and Instagram, at Real Kyle McMahon on Facebook and YouTube. Head on over wherever your platform of choice is, and let's talk pop culture. Let's talk Mayor of Kingstown. Let's talk Shotgun Wedding. Do you love it? Are you, what do you like about it? What don't you like about it? What do you think? Let's talk. All right, we got some special stuff coming up in the next few weeks that I can't wait to share with you. You guys are amazing. Every time you review the show, especially on Apple Podcasts, it helps the show grow. And we're doing that every single week because of you. For 3 years running, we've been growing every single week, and it's all because of you guys. All right, I'll see you next week. I love you.
We are. Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.
It's a shotgun wedding. That's the only way I want it. Gonna get myself hitched with a sexy lady.